Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Accidental Mentor. I'm your host, Charlene Garrett. As we prepare for an exciting season two, I want to introduce you to our new series called Mentor Minutes, short episodes where I share lessons and stories from my own life and maybe from those who've shaped my path. I'll also answer questions that you have, questions that I got from season one, and questions that you may have here. So just go to my website at charlenegarrett.com/ask if you have a question you'd like me to answer. During season one, I received a question about my personal story and how it has influenced the creation of this podcast. So I thought I'd share a bit more of my background and then weave in a little story about a lesson that I learned when I was a kid. I was born the youngest of five to older parents. I'm often asked if I was a surprise, and I wasn't a surprise. It was my mom's second marriage and my dad's first. And so when they got married, they were older and my dad really wanted a child. And so they had me. So you can imagine, I spent a lot of time both being the center of attention, which I loved as the baby, and kind of an only child to my dad. So I was surrounded by older people all the time. My older siblings' friends, my parents' friends who didn't have small children. And so this exposure taught me to be observant and ask lots of questions. In fact, one time in school, I had a teacher who said, "Does anybody have a question?" And I raised my hand and she said, "Well, anybody but Charlene." So I leaned over to a friend and I asked them to ask the question. Anyway, apparently my eagerness was a lot at some times. This curiosity, coupled with the incredible support from my parents, in particular my dad, who believed strongly in my potential, really transformed how I viewed obstacles and opportunities. I mean, my dad's belief in me instilled in me a resolve that no challenge was too big. I mean, really, honestly, I wasn't afraid to learn. I learned to like myself, and I wasn't afraid to learn new things. Each job or challenge I saw as more of an opportunity than a summit to conquer. So from the age of about 16 to 27, I had between 20 and 30 different jobs. Not because I wasn't good at them, but because I wanted to learn. I took a lot of temp jobs in my 20s as well. I worked retail, fast food, driving a school bus, telemarketing, and even as a tour guide. I also traveled a lot. So when I was 12, I went by myself for the first time on a trip to visit some family, and that put the travel bug in me. At 15, I was an exchange student, and then before you know it, 18, 19, 20, and continuing on in my 20s, I traveled a lot doing missions work and a lot of international travel. I had this confidence and this fearlessness that sometimes, honestly, it amazes me. I really thank my parents for that. But this journey of varied experiences and meeting lots of different people all over the world led me to what I now recognize as accidental mentorship. So I was the recipient a lot of this accidental mentorship. I realized early on that people who were just a step ahead of me had something to offer me, and I could learn from them if I paid attention. At the age of 15 or 16, I also began mentoring others, advising young girls just slightly younger than me. I realized, oh my goodness, I have something to offer them and I can help them. So it just kind of became natural. Another part of my story that's really important is my faith. I didn't grow up in a church, but at the age of 12, I had a profound encounter with Jesus Christ. It was then he became my guide, and it prompted me to want to study the Bible and understand faith, and I wrote papers on theology and would do them for school and all the way through college. I ended up going to a Christian college because I just wanted to learn more and not just learn, but get to know Jesus more. So this personal faith, it became a very personal faith. It led me to share more of these experiences with others. To meet more people, to learn through reflection, not only reflecting on my successes, but thinking about my failures. Now, as I reflect back over all these years, I'm now almost 49 years old, this rich tapestry of relationships and experiences, including some of the hard times, really shaped who I am today. So let me share a story from one of those from when I was about 6 or 7 years old. And I know I'm going way back here, so I hope this illustrates a little bit about how these little learning moments shape our lives, because it was profound. My parents worked during the summer, so I spent time either at day camp or with a babysitter. My father treated me as if I was something very special at home. I mentioned that, right? So this influenced how I interacted with people outside of my house. I always expected to be treated very special, which we know isn't very realistic, but that summer, I became really fascinated with one of the counselors. She was a day camp counselor. She had long, dark hair, and it was very different from mine. I had short, blonde hair. And everybody thought she was the coolest counselor, right? Everybody wanted her attention, and so did I. I wanted her attention and her approval. So I followed her around. I asked lots of questions and what I thought was this cute, irresistible voice, often kind of tilting my head, all the things that worked at home to get attention. But what was interesting was this counselor, she didn't respond the same way that my dad did at home. So one day, after tagging along from one activity to the next, I tugged on her sleeve and I said, "Why can't we play dodgeball? It's my favorite game, and we haven't played in a while." She stopped, turned to me with a gentle but serious expression, and imitated my voice, saying, "Charlene, you don't have to whine. You just need to ask." I was confused. What did she mean by whine? I didn't realize there was another way to ask. How did my voice sound? She crouched down to my level, looking straight into my eyes, and she said, "When you whine, it sounds like this," she said, mimicking me. Then in a clear, calm voice, she continued, "But when you ask, it sounds like this. Can we please play dodgeball today?" So I took a deep breath and I tried, "Can we please play dodgeball today?" hoping I'd gotten it right. Her face lit up with a smile. "That's much better, Charlene. Yes, we can play dodgeball after lunch." That interaction stayed with me far beyond that summer day. It taught me the importance of how I ask, how I present my requests, and the power of polite, clear communication. Over the years, I've silently thanked that wonderful unnamed mentor from day camp for teaching me such an important lesson. So what have you learned about tone? If you have a story, please leave a comment and share it on my website, charlenegarrett.com/blog. Maybe it isn't about tone. Maybe you've just learned something from an unnamed mentor, a little lesson like this. We would love to engage with that. I would love to hear about it. Share your story or ask your question right there on my blog and let us interact a little bit. So why am I sharing these mentor minutes with you? Because life's lessons come from the people you meet, the challenges you face, and the questions you dare to ask. Thank you for joining me today. I hope these snippets inspire you to embrace your accidental mentorship journey. Keep tuning in for more Mentor Minutes, where we will explore the unexpected and celebrate growth. Please like, share, subscribe, and comment. And remember, you too can make a difference. See you soon.